Well, it's not as windy today.
No.
But we've left the coyotes and wolves behind.
Thank goodness.
I think we're almost to the top of the mountain, Stephanie.
We better be, because I'm dying over here.
You're dying? Well, don't die yet, because when we get to the top of the mountain, we'll see that this English for You travel unit has all been worth it, because we will see the spectacular view that you can get from the top of a mountain.
I can't wait. You know, we've worked hard enough. I'm glad to hear there's some sort of payoff or reward for all of our hard work.
Right, and they've had a pretty tough hike so far, but it sure has been worth it for them, too. Well, let's join Jim in today's article. We'll read through the first part and find out what happens next in their hike.
As we approached the high peak, the landscape began to change once again. The small rocks gave way to huge sheets of stone. Pure glacial springs flowed through gaps in the mountainside and fed small green areas of grass.
The continuing climb upward brought another welcome surprise. Snow. It was July and the heat was still strong, but we were so high up that snow covered the ground year-round. Happy and overheated from the day's work, we took a minute to roll in the midsummer snow before continuing on.
Okay, so our climbers are getting close to the top. They are approaching the high peak. When you approach something, you get closer and closer and closer to it. And as they approach the peak, remember, that's the top of the mountain, well, the landscape begins to change once again.
When you talk about the landscape, you're talking about how the land appears or looks to you. What exactly is it made of? Is it grassy? Is it hills, mountains? Well, he's telling us that it's changing once again. The small rocks are now giving way or being replaced by these huge sheets of stone. So they probably look like big walls of rocks, right?
Exactly, because up there at the top, all the smaller rocks have fallen down to the bottom. And there at the top, it's just the big rock of the mountain. Huge sheets or huge pieces of stone, of rock. And then you also get something that is so incredible about the tops of mountains. There's water up there, but the water, as we'll see, is actually frozen. It's snow and ice. When the ice melts, turns back into water, you get a glacial spring. Actually, frozen water up on top of a mountain, well, it's called a glacier. So, a glacial spring is water that springs or comes from a glacier. And these springs are flowing through gaps in the mountainside, feeding small green areas of grass.
Doesn't that sound beautiful? Now, the water is flowing through gaps. Remember, gaps are spaces between things. So there are these spaces in the mountainside that the water is going through, and it's feeding or giving some nourishment to the grass, because as we know, for grass to grow, it needs a lot of water.
Exactly. And this definitely is beautiful up there in the mountains, because remember, it's all rock and dust that you've been hiking through. But then you get a little higher to where these springs first start, and you get these small spots with a little bit of grass. Think of it. The wind has carried the seeds up there, and for a short time, you're able to get green grass, growing plants that use the water from these springs. It can only happen in the summer, because the rest of the time, what do you have up there? You have snow and ice.
Yeah, where it's really cold. Well, the continuing climb upward also brought another welcome surprise. Bill just mentioned that in the winter, this whole area would be filled with snow. But of course, even in the summer, if you go to the top of some of these high mountains, you're still going to find snow. It's just too cold for it to ever melt. And this is what our climbers found, snow!
That's right. They continue to climb upward, up towards the top of the mountain, and then they found that surprise. It's beautiful because it's sunny, it's warm, it's comfortable. The air is a little bit cool because of the wind, and because you're high up, the air actually gets colder up high. And also, because you're up high, it causes water to stay frozen, so you have that snow. I mean, here, it's July, the middle of the summer. The heat there is still around. It's very hot. You've got strong heat outside. But they're so high up meaning high up the mountainside, that snow covers the ground there year-round.
When we use the word year-round, we're talking about something that happens all throughout the year. So you could say, I exercise year-round. What about you, Bill?
Well, I don't exercise that much. I should, though. But here, definitely, you have snow and ice year-round. It's one of the things that make these hikes beautiful, because the snow and ice, they look really nice. And, of course, when it melts, those glacial springs are clean, are cool, and it's some of the best-tasting water you'll ever drink.
I'll bet. And by the time you hike up to the top of these mountain peaks, you're ready for some really cold water. Well, they're happy, but they're also overheated from the day's work. When you're overheated, you're too hot. Remember yesterday's lesson, they talked about being soaked with sweat, so we know they've been working hard.
Right. Overheated means they've been heated too much. They've gone over where they should have stopped. You can add over to many words, like overworked means you've been working too much. Overcooked means you cooked something too long. Here again, they're just too hot now because they were hiking in that sun. So how are they going to cool down? Well, they've got some snow there. Snow is cold. They're hot. What do you think they're going to do?
They just took a little bit of time, or what they said was they took a minute to roll around in the midsummer snow. When you roll, you're turning your body over and over while you're lying down on the ground. Now, instead of jumping into a pond, Bill, I guess they're using the snow in a similar way to cool themselves down.
Exactly. I've done this before. It's kind of fun. You just kind of jump on the snow and roll really quick. You don't get too wet, but it certainly cools you down really fast. Now, they're going to continue on up to the peak. They've just got a short ways to go in just a moment. Before we continue with them, let's hear some Chinese explanation.
Hello, my name's Daphne. 我们的作者 Mike 呢，他提到 the towering peak was his goal, 所以他的目标呢就是要攻顶。 As we approach the high peak, the landscape began to change once again. 当他们爬到山顶的时候呢，他说啊，这个山上的风景呢又再度的开始改变了。The small rocks gave way to huge sheets of stone. 昨天我们已经学过这个片语了，give way to. 那在这里呢，我们可以用另外一个动词片语来取代，就是were replaced by. 我们不再看到小的石块，取而代之的呢是 huge sheets of stone. 那么小石块到哪里去呢？They have fallen down to the bottom. 因为呢都已经滑落到山底了。山顶上的风景是截然不同的，因为温度很低，所以我们可以看到 pure glacier springs. 后面接两个动词片语，第一个是 flowed， 第二个是 fed。 那么 flow through gaps in the mountainside， 然后呢？ That small green areas of grass. 他们继续往上爬。第二段第一句话的动词是 brought. 那么主词提到的是 the continuing climb upward. Climb 在这里是当名词来用了。继续往上爬呢 brought another welcome surprise. 带给他们另外一项惊喜。这惊喜是什么呢？也就是冒号后面的 snow. It was July and the heat was still strong. 虽然那个时候呢 正是暑假，也就是七月份的时候， but we were so high up that snow covered the ground year round.
那么这个句子当中呢，用到 so 后面加上副词，然后 that 后面呢接上一个表结果的子句，因为他们在海拔非常高的地方，所以结果是呢 snow covered the ground year round， 那个地方呢是终年积雪的。 heavy and overheated from the day's work， 这个形容词片语形容句子的主词 we 表示呢 they were happy and they were overheated， 为什么全身非常的热呢？ from the day's work， 因为爬山爬了一整天，所以可能全身的衣服呢都被汗给浸湿了。 we took a minute 后面的不定词表示目的 to roll in the midsummer snow， 在雪地里头打滚可以让他们 cool down，因为他们还要继续爬山 before continuing on.
Okay, let's take a short break. When we come back, we'll finish up our climb in the Pacific Northwest. Welcome back to English for You.And welcome back to the top of the mountain. Well, actually, we're not quite there. Mike and his brother and their friend are hiking up the mountains in the beautiful Pacific Northwest, and they've almost conquered the peak. Let's join them back in the third paragraph and see what happens when they get to the top.
Finally, after 7 hours of hard climbing, we reached our destination. Set into the rock at the top of the mountain was a huge glacial lake, the source of the rivers we had seen. Stripping down, I dove headfirst into the icy waters and began to swim. It was a place that was free of noise, pollution, and people. We were swimming in a lake as pure and clean as the finest bottled water.
Lying down by the shores of the lake, we soaked up the waning afternoon light. Finally, as the sun began to slide behind the mountains, we knew that it was time to start back. We were bruised, hungry, and exhausted, but the amazing view made us proud to have come so far.
Wow, 7 hours of hard climbing. So finally, after all this time, they reached their destination.Hard climbing is just showing us that it was hard going. It was tough to climb or hike up that mountain. But they did because they arrived at their destination.
Now, this word destination is just simply the place where you're going. I could say on my Christmas vacation, my destination was Korea. That's where I wanted to go. So, wow, 7 hours.Of climbing up this mountain, they finally reached where they were headed. Now, listeners, destination is our word power word. Let's listen to some ways to use it.
Hello, everybody. My name is Andrew. Today's word power is destination. Destination is a noun. 这里 destination 当名词，目的地 destination.Is the place that someone or someone is trying to get to. So, in the text, we find the word as follows. Finally, after 7 hours of hard climbing, we reached our destination. So, the destination is the place, probably on top of the mountain, that they wanted to get to. And after climbing hard for 7 hours, they finally reached that place.Their destination. If you look at your airplane ticket, it will always have the place you leave from and your destination. The destination on your airplane ticket is the city you are trying to fly to. But we don't always need to fly to a destination. We can take any mode of transportation. We can walk, take a bus, or drive a car.I remember one time I was on a school trip and we were lost. We asked someone who lived in the area, how long to our destination? And he said, you need to walk for another hour and a half and you will reach your destination. Thanks very much. That's all the time we have. Bye-bye.
Okay, so here's their destination, the top of the mountain. And we see that set into the rock at the top of the mountain, they found a huge glacial lake, the source of the rivers they had seen. Remember earlier, we looked at those glacial springs. So here's the glacier, or actually a glacial lake. Another incredible thing at the tops of the mountains. If you get a part of the mountain that has a bowl shape, well, when those glaciers, the ice up on top, melts, it can fall into the bowl, and before it comes out as the springs and rivers, it makes a big lake. And these lakes are full of perfect clear water, cold water, very drinkable. They can be really deep. You can see straight to the bottom.
Wow. Now, this is the actual source of the rivers the climbers had already seen. When we talk about a source, we're talking about the place that something comes from. So this is where the rivers come from, these glacial lakes. Well, our writer here tells us he strips down. When you strip down, you take off the outer layer of something, your clothes perhaps. And here we can see that he's taking off his clothes to go swimming.
Right. He dove headfirst into the icy waters and began to swim. When you dive into some water, you jump in, but it shows that you jump in with your head going in first, and you try to jump in smoothly, so you cut right into the water. You don't make a big noise. You don't splash or hit the water hard and make water go everywhere. He's diving head first into the icy waters. Very, very cold. So cold you say it's icy, and then they began to swim.
Now, this is a pretty lovely place. There's no noise, no pollution, and no people. When we use that phrase, free of, it just means it doesn't have these things we're going to be talking about. So, listeners, free of is our sentence for you. Let's listen to a conversation and see how we can use it.
Sentence for you. It's so nice to be out of the city today.
I agree. Think about all the stuff we're free of.
Well, the countryside is free of noise.
And it's free of pollution.
Yes, we aren't the only ones with this idea.
Looks like we won't be free of the crowds.
Okay, so in that beautiful place, there's no noise, there's no pollution, so there's no smoke in the air or anything bad like garbage, and there's no people. Wow, it's beautiful. They were swimming in a lake as pure and clean as the finest bottled water. You know, I keep saying it's great to drink this glacier water. In fact, when you go and get bottled water, a lot of these bottled water companies, like the most famous Evian from France, they say that they are pure glacial spring water. So here, it's pure and clean. I just said pure again. There's that word. It means that there's nothing else inside. It only has one thing. So the idea is it's good. It's really good for you because it's not dirty. Sometimes we use that word to describe a person. In that case, it means that person, well, they're not dirty either because they don't do bad things. They're only good. They are very pure.
That sounds so great. Well, our hikers, who at this point are exhausted, they lie down by the shores of the lake. So they're by the sides, relaxing, and they're soaking up the waning afternoon light. When something is waning, it just means it's gradually becoming less and less strong. So even though the sun had been very strong that day, by the time the afternoon rolls around, the light is starting to lessen. And we also see here that the sun's beginning to slide behind the mountain.
Right, so the light's going away, it's becoming a little dark, and the sun is sliding, or again, remember that means kind of moving smoothly without taking steps, it's smoothly moving behind the mountain. It's a bit of poetry there. Well, it tells them they know now that it's time to start back. When you start back, it means you start your trip back to where you came from. For example, let's say you go visit someone in another city. When it's time to go home, you can say, hey, let's start back. I want to get home before it's dark.
Mm-hmm. Well, they were bruised, hungry, and exhausted at this point in their journey. When you're bruised, it means you've either hit yourself or you've fallen and you've got a mark on your skin that has a purple or a brown shade, and it hurts if you press your finger into it.
Right, it means that you hit the muscles in your leg or your arm, in your body, and you hurt just inside your body under the skin. It doesn't hurt that bad. It peels away really fast. It's not like a cut, but it does hurt. Although it can feel good when you worked really hard and you know you used a lot of energy and you're hungry and exhausted. You had a good day. And you know what, though? Even though that's true, the amazing view makes you proud to have come so far. When you say someone has come very far, you're saying they went through a lot. It was difficult for them to do something, but they went through all those difficulties and finished what they started.
Well, they should feel proud of themselves. They went on quite a difficult journey.
They sure did. It was a wonderful trip in the Pacific Northwest, and they definitely conquered that mountain. Okay, listeners, let's hear some Chinese explanation on these last two paragraphs.
Finally, after 7 hours, 后面的这个 of hard climbing 呢，就是前面的七小时，在七小时的辛苦的攀爬之后， we reached our destination. 终于达到了目的地，他们的目的地呢，就指的是山顶。那么接下来这个句子呢，是一个倒装句型。 主词呢是be动词was 后面的 a huge glacier lake. 那么如果说把这个句子还原的话，就是 a huge glacier lake set into the rock. 哦，它是在这个岩石当中。那么岩石在哪里呢？ At the top of the mountain. 也就是在山顶上，他们发现了 a glacier lake. 后面的名词片语跟它是同位语的关系，说明这个 glacier lake 呢，就是河流的来源。 接下来一开始的分词片语形容句子的主词 I， 也就是 I stripped down， 表示他把衣服给脱了。 I dove head first into the icy waters and began to swim。 他还真不怕冷啊！跳入湖里头游泳，他还真不怕冷啊 ！It was a place， 那是一个怎么样的地方呢 ？Place 后面 that 所引导的这个子句形容这个地方 that was free of noise, pollution, and people。 Free of something 就是没有这些东西，没有世俗的烦恼来打扰它，仿佛置入了人间仙境。We were swimming in a lake. 后面的这个片语呢，是用平方水来形容湖里的水。As as是和什么一样？这两个形容词 pure and clean， 一方面是形容上等的平方水，也就是矿泉水，一方面又形容湖水。 非常的清澈干净 lying down by the shores of the lake 这个现在分词片语的句子呢修饰句子的主词 we 包括了 Mike, John 以及他们的友人那么作者说呢 we soaked up the waning afternoon light soak up 这个动词片语呢它本来的意思是浸泡在那么这里引申他们是浸浴在 afternoon light 前面有一个 waning 来形容，表示呢午后的阳光 becoming less and less strong， 越来越弱。Finally, as the sun began to slide behind the mountain, we knew that it was time to start back. As 呢在这里当连接词来用，意思是 when， 也就是当太阳开始下山
开始滑落在山后的时候呢，他们知道该是启程往回走的时候了。We were bruised, hungry, and exhausted. 用三个形容词来形容他们要返回的时候的状况，一个是呢身上有淤青，再来呢他们是又饿又累。But 这个对等连接词连接后面的子句呢，说明尽管是如此。The amazing view 是这个子句的主词，动词是 made， 受词呢是 us。让我们如何后面接的这个形容词是一个受词补语，形容他们呢非常 proud， 非常的骄傲，非常的自以为傲。为什么呢？因为 they have come so far 是表示 they went through a lot of difficulties， 他们千辛万苦地爬到山顶上。
Okay, before we go, let's read through our article one more time.
As we approached the high peak, the landscape began to change once again. The small rocks gave way to huge sheets of stone. Pure glacial springs flowed through gaps in the mountainside and fed small green areas of grass.
The continuing climb upward brought another welcome surprise. Snow. It was July and the heat was still strong, but we were so high up that snow covered the ground year-round.Happy and overheated from the day's work, we took a minute to roll in the midsummer snow before continuing on.
Finally, after 7 hours of hard climbing, we reached our destination. Set into the rock at the top of the mountain was a huge glacial lake, the source of the rivers we had seen. Stripping down, I dove headfirst into the icy waters and began to swim. It was a place that was free of noise,pollution and people. We were swimming in a lake as pure and clean as the finest bottled water.
Lying down by the shores of the lake, we soaked up the waning afternoon light. Finally, as the sun began to slide behind the mountain, we knew that it was time to start back. We were bruised, hungry, and exhausted, but the amazing view made us proud to have come so far.
So after all of our hikers' hard work, they finally reached that peak of the mountain. And wow, what did they see? They saw these beautiful glacial springs and a glacial lake, and they were able to cool down after their day's work. You know, after they finished taking a big swim in these icy waters, they just relaxed by the lake and soaked up the afternoon sun.
That's right, and then they realized, hey, we better start heading back. It's time to start back. But they had a great time. They were tired, they were hungry, but they knew that conquering that mountain was a good idea. Well, you know what else is a good idea? Conquering our vocabulary words. So let's take a closer look at today's vocabulary.
Destination. We printed out a picture of our final destination. Strip. Eddie stripped off his clothes and took a shower. Dive. My brother was so excited to see the ocean that he dove into it right away. Pure. The river water was so pure that we could drink straight from it. Bruised. My leg was badly bruised from being hit in the basketball game.
Well, we hope you've enjoyed this 3-day travel unit, listeners. Don't forget to join us next time on English for You. Until then, I'm Bill.
I'm Stephanie.
See you next time.